Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hello, friends. It's Manoush, and this is a special mini-episode to welcome you if you're listening for the first time and to give you regulars a big cyber squeeze and to thank you because we are ready to announce our new name. Up until now, we've gone by New Tech City, and over the past few episodes, I mentioned that we were on the hunt for a new name, something to better represent what we've really been doing here, which is exploring the human side of technology. We asked you to weigh in, and we got over 700 names from listeners. Thank you for all the great ideas, including Digilife, Humans Meet Tech, and Radio Manoush. That last one was a particular favorite of mine. I went through all the suggestions, and then I looked at all the answers from the survey that hundreds of you so generously took. And the number one topic you said you were interested in? Purposeful use of technology. Because we are living in a very special time. I truly believe that. Everything we do, every part of our lives is being changed by new technologies coming up everywhere.
Things that were laughed at 15 years ago, 20 years ago, today are actually working and working really well.
We find love through algorithms, or at least go on terrible dates.
I do believe in the algorithm. I believe in the OkCupid robot.
We hail cabs through apps and wonder if our drivers will ever make a living wage again, and what rating they just gave us as passengers.
It's part of the deal of the reputation-based economy.
We stress over whether the best way to teach our kids is with an app or a book. And we wonder what all the constant notifications are doing to us and our time.
I think we're at a moment now where we really need to have a discussion.
There aren't any solid answers to any of this yet. The world is moving too fast. But this show is a place where we can search for solutions together, with experiments and stories and reminders about how we can live and think better in an era of information overload.
There's just a lot of self-doubt, a lot of questioning, a lot of insecurity about what's good and what's not good.
I want my technology to give me time to think.
I find myself frustrated that we are not further along already.
That's going to take some wisdom on our part, and it's also going to take people like you, Manoush, and I being almost like canaries and saying, pause, pause, society, think about what you are doing.
This is the place to just stop, to ask the questions, to try, at least, to find the smartest path, and then remind ourselves to take action.
Oh my God, that explains it. Okay, I feel so much better.
Together, we are finding balance in the digital age, and we will continue to do this. And so, this podcast is now called Note to Self. You're going to hear a new intro to the show. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and this is Note to Self.
I feel a little bit crazy.
Yeah, but likes are also a big thing. Like, you want likes.
The show where you and I search for balance in the digital age.
And this is embarrassing to talk about.
My memory is shot, so I use my phone as kind of a memory aid.
And figure out how to manage modern life. You might even recognize your own voice in there. All your old New Tech City podcast feeds will keep on working. There's no changes needed there. And the newsletter will keep on showing up with the same funny tidbits of advice and news. If you're not subscribed, you're missing out, by the way. It'll come from a new sender, though, Note to Self. So open it. In the coming days and weeks, we'll give you some new Facebook and Twitter places to hang out with us. But in the meantime, if you want to tell us what you think about all this, email us now or email us anytime. We love hearing from you at notetoself@wnyc.org. That's notetoself@wnyc.org. And other than those small changes, we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing together. Note to Self. It's not only this podcast's new name, it's something I've realized that I actually do every day. Like a recent one I had was Note to Self. Listeners actually have the best stories to tell. Or there was another one, Note to Self. Reading long articles on my phone gives me a headache. Be a tree killer just occasionally and print out those long reads. And as you know, I want you to drive this show alongside me. So do you have any questions or concerns about how tech is changing your life or your brain or how you use your time? Anything that you just want an answer to? We want to find those answers in upcoming episodes. Record a question using the Voice Memo app on your smartphone and then email it to us at notetoself@wnyc.org. That's notetoself@wnyc.org. A huge thank you for listening, for coming along on this ride, for giving us your feedback. I'd also like to give big props to the New Tech City / Note to Self team, Alex Goldmark, Ariana Tobin, and Andrew Dunn. I'm Manoush Samarodi, and you've been listening to Note to Self. Talk to you soon.